On this week's Talking with Topher, we have to thank every phone call coming in, every text message coming in every app that we use as a potential way to get scammed today. Everybody knows that nuclear power is not real, so nuclear weapons can't be real. There is a reward for capturing a robot now. And now let's get into episode 205! TWT fans, it is so good to be back on this March 7th, 2024, and I'm so glad y'all came back for some more. Before I get into anything, let me start off the way I always do by saying thank you. Thank you to all of the subscribers, and thank you to the new subscribers. I really appreciate it. You're what keeps me coming back here week after week, so keep it up, thumbs up, comment, and of course, share the podcast. And the easiest way to do that is with that link tree in the description below the video. Copy it, share it, please. So thank you to everybody who does what you're doing. It really, really does mean a lot. I say it a lot on here, and it seems like the motions that I go through, but I am extremely thankful for all of you who have subscribed to this channel over the last 4 years. I really, really do. If you're new, swinging by, checking it out, you got to hit that subscribe button, all right? It's free for you to do. It helps the podcast, and it's the one thing I ask everybody to do. You know, it really does help the podcast grow. It helps me put money into it. It helps the overall progress of all of this always. So go ahead and hit that free subscribe button, all right? I appreciate it when you do. Of course, if you want your opportunity to be on Talking with Topher, you want to tell your story, you got a story that needs to be told, or you want to be a guest, well, you got to send a video, audio, or type it out, but you got to send it over to talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. That's talkinwithtopher@gmail.com, the official email of the podcast. And of course, if you want to get more involved with the podcast, you need more content, well, you can go to all my social medias and every platform that this podcast is on. Very easily, go into the description below and click the Linktree link. All right, it's the easiest way to find everything TWT, and now it is the easiest way for you to share TWT with everybody you know. Copy the link and share it, all right? And it has been, well, it hasn't been that busy of a week for me. Nothing crazy has happened. Nothing has pushed me to the point where I felt like I was slipping or, you know, I just, life really isn't that bad right now. Things are tough. They are. But I'm also getting quite excited because now that the snow is breaking, even though it's still the, you know, kind of the middle of February here when I'm recording, but it's March right now. So it could be March, could be the end of February. I don't know where I am anymore. I'm just pre-recording these things and putting numbers on them, I think. But I'm getting excited. We're getting the house painted. The porch is getting redone. The garage is getting sided. And I got so many things to look forward to this spring. So the spring cleaning is happening, but it's happening outside of the house, which I'm very excited for. Because once all this is done, I'm at least guaranteed for 10 years to not worry about leaks and drafts and all these other wonderful things that I've been dealing with for the last decade are finally going away. The solar panels, well, as of right now, the solar panels should already be up on my house, so hopefully that is done, but we don't know. Weather is always a possibility of pushing projects back. That is the biggest thing. Like, scheduling my house to get painted, they were like, oh, well, you know, we're not sure if we're going to make it in April because that's the rainy season and da 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 da. And I was like, all right, so we're looking at May, March, May, April, May, June? What are we talking about here? And he said that when they start getting close, then they'll make an appointment. But they got a bunch of projects to do before they can get out here. But there could be some projects that may allow them to come out here first because it may be too muddy to get the equipment out that they need at other locations. So fingers crossed that I get mine done first. I just want to see my house painted. I want to see, and we're going to put a color too. Like we will see, it looks like a whitewash, but the paint that I was sold was supposed to be a one coat, one and done coat. So we painted our house white. Unfortunately, it looks like a whitewash. So these guys are going to come in. They're going to do oil-based paint. They're going to do color on top of it. It's going to be amazing. They're going to sand. They're going to prime. They're going to patch. They're going to replace. And it's just, it's going to look beautiful. And it's just something that I'm not capable of doing. I'm just not. I've gotten to the point in my life where, I mean, if I was to show you a picture of the mudding job that I did on this wall over here before I remudded it and then painted it, you would have been like, oh, wow. I'm like, I'm just not good with this stuff. When it comes to finished work, it's not my cup of tea. It's really not. I'm somebody who can do a lot of construction in a basement. That's what I say. I can do a lot of construction in a basement because at the end of the day, no one cares what a basement looks like. So that's where most of my finished work belongs. If that makes any sense to anybody out there, but it's been a fun, crazy week. We've definitely had some changes to a couple locations and they were all positive. They were all positive changes. I was very pumped for it. It's something that I was, you know, I guess I could say I was striving for it for quite some time. And now that it's finally come to fruition, I was like, yes, yes. So I'm super pumped for all the changes because they are very good. Things are going in the right direction. So nothing crazy there. I did want to bring this up real quick. All right, everybody. You know about Temu, right? You know all about Temu? Well, here it is. No, these are not. These are not official Slowdown clothing. This is knockoff Slowdown pants. Look at these fucking things. Knockoff Slowdown sweats on Temu. Oh, and you're wondering, is that all they have? No, they have so much more. And they really did kind of copy and paste. So Tony, I already let you know, but here it is again, you know, some knockoff Slowdown clothing from Temu. So I don't know. It's fine. This is what people are going to do. You're probably wondering, why do you have them? Yeah. No. My wife loves Temu. She's obsessed with Temu right now. Obsessed. She got all kinds of crazy stuff coming from that place right now. And I can't say that like half of the stuff that she's gotten has been pretty cool. I mean, if you're buying from Temu and you're expecting a quality product, you're buying from the wrong place. Temu is not going to be quality products. It's going to be mostly knick-knacky fucking garbage shit. But I do have to say there was like a light bulb and it has like four fins on it and a round one. Those sit nice and flush. I actually got a bunch of those for the basement and now I don't hit my head on the light bulb. So I was like, oh, all right, these are cool. So you know, for $3, maybe $3.50 each, I bought like a dozen of them. And I'm like, all right, I'll fucking keep those in the basement. Now I'll never hit my head on a light bulb again. And I was like, that's pretty cool. But I mean, I guess there's been a lot of complaints about a bunch of the stuff that people have gotten off of that website. And it's like, well, what were you expecting? Like, are you expecting high quality products from Temu.com? And everybody's like, well, Temu's the new thing. And I'm like, yeah, but DHgate was absolutely 100% first. And there was another one before that too. God, what was it? We used to order stuff from there all the time. It's just these China-based companies. And it's like when one gets kind of worn out and tired, they just come up with another one. But it's mostly the same crap. These are just, Temu's got a lot more of that Amazon feel, you know? So I think people get sucked in and they think that they're ordering things that they would normally be ordering from Amazon and expecting the same quality from it. And that's just not going to happen. It's not going to be a thing. These are definitely inferior products, but some of them are pretty cool. Like, I don't know if anybody does the diamond art, but the diamond art actually has like 3D diamond art. So you got like a little stand that you can do it on, and then they have an object that sticks into the stand that you also do the diamond art on. And now you've got like a freestanding diamond art instead of something on a canvas, which is, I thought those were pretty cool. I do have to say that, you know, she's probably had to return probably 25% of everything she's purchased so far, but they're really good at getting your money back. And when packages go missing or they get late, she gets coupons. And then, so there's all kinds of things going on, but you got to be smart about where you're spending your money and how you're spending your money. And so do I think Temu's like a bad thing? No, but I mean, I never really thought it was a great thing anyway. So I don't know. I just feel like people out there are they just misunderstand what they're actually purchasing, or maybe they misunderstand what kind of website it is, or maybe they think the pictures, you know, the quality is just going to be that. I just can't imagine purchasing something for like $3 and being like, this better be a high quality product when it comes in. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from my sponsor. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. So this March, go to Slow Down Clothing, your go-to destination for everything you're going to need this summer. Are you ready to celebrate in style and gear up for a sunny season ahead? Look no further than Slow Down Clothing for all your wardrobe needs. Whether you're hitting the beach, tackling yard work, or simply enjoying the great outdoors, we've got you covered. And don't forget to use promo code TOPHER for an extra 10% off before you check out on your entire purchase. Simply visit us at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and start browsing our fabulous collection from women's leggings to kids' tees and adult tees. We offer a diverse range of apparel to suit every style and occasion. But that's not all. Our hats are truly exceptional. The superior embroidery and unique design set our hats apart from the rest. Not to mention, each hat features prints under the bill, adding an extra touch of personality to your look. At Slow Down Clothing, we take pride in constantly updating and refreshing our designs, so there's always something new and exciting to discover whenever you visit our website. Embrace the season with confidence and show off your unique style with our carefully curated selection of clothing and accessories. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your wardrobe and make a statement. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Slow Down Clothing. bigcartel.com and explore our latest arrivals and treat yourself to something special. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day and gear up for an unforgettable summer with Slow Down Clothing. Slow down, take a moment, and embrace the extraordinary. Visit us today and experience the difference at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com. And don't forget to use the promo code TOPHER before you check out and get an extra 10% off your entire purchase today. All right, and I'm back, everybody. Quick little break there, and we're going to get into some Topher's topic. So my first topic here is the fact that Ethiopia becomes the first country to ban internal combustion engines. Only EVs allowed. Ethiopia has decided that the only electric cars may be imported into the country. The move is a major step towards sustainable mobility and is ahead of the European Union plan to ban internal combustion engines for from 2035. While in the past, less affluent countries have been the dumping ground for secondhand cars from other nations, Ethiopia is now the first country in the world to ban the import of all cars that are not electrically powered, in contrast to European Union, which has a ban on the sale of cars with internal combustion engines from 2035. Ethiopia is about 10 years ahead of schedule. How are you going to do this? How do you implement this? How do you give everybody the capability of being able to utilize what you're making us utilize? Because in order to do that, not everybody can afford it. Not everybody is going to be able to do it. Not everybody can put a power bank in their house. Not everybody can put a charger in their house. I think we should keep an eye on these guys and see if this is something that actually does well. Now, Delta has been back in the news, and they've been in the news a lot because they've had plugs come undone. And wasn't that Delta? Oh, no, that was Boeing. Boeing had that happen. I don't know. They're all the same to me. Sorry. I know they're not all the same. I get that. They're all the same to me. I'm a dummy, right? This time, Delta flight forced back to Amsterdam after maggots fall onto a passenger. Yeah, you didn't mishear that. Maggots. So, supposedly, wary airline passengers already on guard for unruly passengers and even real-life snakes on planes. Yeah, I remember that. Might have one more thing, however implorable, to add to their slate of possible in-flight disruptions, and it's an icky one. Maggots. Yeah. Those creepy creatures that thrive on fetid foods and waste have joined Patheon of things that can cause a flight to change course and ruin travel plans. On Tuesday, Delta Airlines Flight 133 departed from Amsterdam, Netherlands, bound for Detroit, Michigan. But 1 hour into the flight, the Airbus had to turn back to Amsterdam's airport after maggots reportedly fell onto a passenger from an overhead bin. Scotch said that the flight crew eventually traced the maggots to a passenger's bag. Jesus, what the fuck, people? Which contained all rotten fish. This is disgusting. People who eat fish and bring it into a lunchroom and put it into a microwave should be dragged out into the street and shot. And anybody who is trying to bring fish back from another country, god damn it, put it in a fucking freezer. What is wrong with you? This is disgusting. It was wrapped in a newspaper. He told the station that the bag was moved to the back of the plane, and it was announced the plane was going back to New Amsterdam. Oh, he took another flight 2 hours later. That's all they have to say about it. Well, that's really, really absolutely disgusting and repulsive, and that must have smelled horrible, and that means they packed that thing like the night before, right? Oh, my God. I'm gross. I'm grossed out. All right, anyways, this is wild shit. So Elon Musk's brain chip startup Neuralink has successfully implanted a device in a human patient. And I don't know if you remember my last podcast that I talked about this brain link thing, but it was giving monkeys, it was paralyzing them, right? It was causing them to die. And when all of these questions were brought up, those monkeys supposedly were already not decreasing. They were diminishing. They were already sick. Why would we ever test anything on an already sick, dying patient? Most of the time we don't, right? We're not going to get a proper test that way because, unfortunately, the outcome is usually death at that point. So I don't believe that the monkeys or the chimpanzees or whatever the fuck he was using was we're dying. I believe that they were healthy and this Neuralink killed them, right? Paralyzed them. Now, they wanted people who were already paralyzed to be volunteers for the Neuralink. Supposedly, they put out a request for 100 people to join this. I have no idea what type of person he just put this in, but we're going to find out together.
Elon Musk's brain chip startup Neuralink announced that it has implanted its device for the first time on a living human being. You've heard the news. Neuralink's chip, though, is implanted in the part of the brain that plans movement so that users can control the computerized devices like a smartphone or a computer with only their thoughts. Pretty cool, huh? Well, Neuralink's goals are ambitious, and so are its risks. At least 42 people worldwide have had brain-computer implants already, but not all of those products are as physically invasive as Elon Musk's Neuralink.
What?
Four U.S. lawmakers asked the Securities Exchange Commission to investigate whether Elon Musk had misled investors after veterinarian records indicated that Neuralink experiments on monkeys had resulted in debilitating health effects.
Debilitating, that's it.
The brain chip startup charges ahead. The Neuralink chip, which Musk says will be called telepathy, is sewn directly into the surface of the brain during a surgery performed by a robot. The goal is to make for a transfer of data between user and external devices that is smoother and more rapid than other less invasive brain chips. Musk says that he wants to put humans on a path to symbiosis with artificial intelligence and says he will put the chip in his own brain someday.
Someday.
I'd like to see that.
What? Wait a minute. He's not doing it now? Come on. Why is he not doing it now? Is anybody else curious as to why he's not doing it now? There's a reason why he's not doing it now. The reason is because he doesn't trust it. I'm telling you right now, those chimpanzees / monkeys, this device, it didn't go well. It didn't go well. You heard it. It debilitated them. So what this is going to do for a human brain at this moment in time, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, we should be watching this because this is either going to go really, really well, which is going to be extremely kind of scary, especially if you're implanting a chip that's going to be linked to AI. I mean, we're talking superhuman, right? I mean, you're going to get all that information. Being able to Google anything just by thinking about it. I mean, it's wild to think about. It really is. It sounds exciting. I'm not against it, but I am against it in its infancy because whether you tell me those monkeys were sick or not, they still died. So what is going to happen to a human? I'm keeping my eye on this one because this is going to be wild. We need to keep an eye on this individual that now has Neuralink implanted in their brain. It's wild, man. Got apps like Zelle, Venmo, and others being used to drain smartphone users' bank accounts. Now, this is not new information today, all right? Manhattan DA Bragg Jr. says financial apps are the most lucrative target for scammers. Now, like I said, I'm going to try and move through these quickly. Look, I've warned my wife about this. I've warned many people about these apps. If you get somebody coming onto the app saying, hey, I need money because I want to talk to you and I can't get my camera working, you need to send me money. That's a scam. If someone says, oh, you won this money and you need to go and get me a gift card with this amount of money on it and then send me that gift card number, that's a scam. If you get a phone call and people are asking you who you're voting for and what you're doing, it could be a scam. We have to think every phone call coming in, every text message coming in, and every app that we use as a potential way to get scammed today. If you are not aware of this, I hope that you're aware of it now. This is so prevalent today and so much. There's so much of it today that even sometimes myself, I have to be very cautious of what I'm doing. You can tell in a Gmail message when all the fonts are different that is a potential scam, right? Somebody calls you and they say, I'm from the IRS and you can pay me this much and everything will go away. That's not the IRS, everybody. That's not the IRS. That's a scam. The IRS will never call you. I already did my taxes. You know what I got from the IRS? An email. An email with a link. I went to the link, and it said, taxes due. I paid my taxes. No one's ever going to call you. No one's going to call you from the DMV. No one's going to call you from any government establishment. They're not going to call you. All right? There is a million and one ways to get scammed today. And Venmo, Cash App, and all these apps are highly, highly full of scammers. I mean, even on stupid things like Instagram and TikTok, all of a sudden this hot woman shows up. Started following you. Whoa, that's cool. Click on the name. It's a brand new account. It has no photos. What woman on this planet that you know of that has an Instagram account that uses it and they have no photos? Nobody. Nobody. Doesn't happen, right? It doesn't happen. So just be aware of what's happening, and, you know, maybe I need to pack it up. I might be telling too much truth right now. I might need to pack it up. I don't know. Should I pack it up? Or do you want me to keep going? Because this is becoming, instead of my, it's becoming like a truth podcast to me now. I'm looking for the truth in everything. And all of the things going on today is all a bunch of lies. It's just lie after lie. New Hampshire doctor accused of prescribing fentanyl and other drugs without a legitimate medical purpose. Oh, boy. Man, you're still out there just prescribing pills to people. Just a pill-prescribing doctor. And this is in New Hampshire. Isn't that fantastic?
Do either of you want to speak with us?
No, thanks.
Dr. Robert Soucy walking out of federal court with his attorney Friday after a grand jury indicted him on charges he prescribed drugs, including highly addictive opioids, to patients without a legitimate medical need. Dr. Soucy, do you have any response to any of the allegations that have been brought against you? Soucy pleaded not guilty to allegations he prescribed fentanyl, oxycodone, and other opioids 12 different times between November 2022 and March 2023.
So a little over a year ago, we announced that we were partnering with Maine Justice for a task force to address this very issue. This is the first arrest that we've seen in this state.
Back in 2017, Soucy was reprimanded by the New Hampshire Board of Medicine for inappropriately prescribing medical marijuana. He had already allowed his license to expire in June, but will now have to step down from his position as a health officer for the towns of Colebrook and Columbia.
We will continue to look at doctors who are prescribing outside of the norms. These are dangerous drugs. There are dangerous combinations.
U.S. Attorney Jane Young told News 9 this is a part of a larger push to track down doctors who aren't responsibly handing out drugs because lives are on the line.
And if there is criminal behavior, individuals will be held accountable.
That is wild. So this is the first arrest that this task team has made in this state. And I just can't believe, after all the things we've seen, what was that? Painkillers, and there was one on Hulu, too, that basically did the exact same thing, and I thought painkillers was much, much better done. But, I mean, you'd think after that, they would have pulled back. So they're still prescribing those things, like, on the regular. I do have to say that even after my nose surgery, they were like, here's a prescription. And I'm like, what is this? And they're like, oxycodone. And I'm like, no. I took it and I ripped it up right in front of them. And I'm like, here you go. Well, do you want some aspirin? Do you want Advil? I'm like, no, I don't want any of your fucking compressed pills. I want none of them. And I haven't taken a compressed pill in I don't even know how long. But it's wild to me that people would still be prescribing this stuff with so much hanging over their head. I mean, you're gonna go to jail. You're going to lose your practice. You're going to lose your license, you know? And I know I'm not anybody who can speak very highly of himself. I mean, it took me a long time and many times of financial loss, property loss, license lost, and time and money lost because of my drinking. So by prescribing these highly addictive medications to people, you're causing them to go down a very dark road, you know, when this happens. Because now, whoever he was prescribing this to, they got to go to the street now. They obviously can't get it from him. He's not going to be prescribing it anymore. He's going to direct all of his other associates to not prescribe as much either. So they're going to reduce and they're going to underprescribe to stay safe and hopefully, you know, out of jail and keep the office open. But now all those people are addicted. This stuff isn't like you have to take a full prescription to get addicted. You need one pill. One pill and you could be highly addicted to it. It's really shocking. This one was a little bit shocking to me because I was so surprised that they're still doing this today with all the negativity that comes with these drugs. You know how I am. I am looking into a whole bunch of stuff lately. Supposedly, India's moon lander detects movement underneath the surface. The movement over the rover, ISRO, detected a seemingly natural event August 26, 2023, which they are currently investigating. Is this possible, right? Is it possible? I'll be honest with you. I don't even think they're there anymore. I think this thing is just sitting in a warehouse that's done up like a studio. You know, that's where my brain's at now. I'm like, oh, everything's in Hollywood. Everything is just made up. And another thing, and I didn't even bring this article up, is S-O-R-A. That's right. Sora. Sora is a brand new AI that you can text into, speak into, and it's going to make a full video for you. This is all brand new. This is as of yesterday, February 16th, 2024. I could say this moonlander lands here, finds movement under surface, and it's going to make a full video for me. And I'm not even talking a poor quality video. I am talking like 8, 10K, beautiful backgrounds, full digital. It's wild to watch. So if you haven't seen S-O-R-A, Sora, go and look it up on YouTube. It is wild. They are showing you real shit compared to what this thing is making, compared to what it can do, and it is insane. I watched a 21-minute video on this, and it was wild. So you can't really think that this is real anymore. It's really, really difficult to believe that any of this is real. I think we've been making it up forever because we want to stay ahead of everybody. And now everybody else wants to stay ahead of everybody else. And with all this new AI technology, I think it's going to be easier. Because when I get my hands on that Sora and I get to text and type into things, I don't know. I might just tell it what I'm thinking and then have it make a podcast for me. But it's also kind of scary on the other side of things because this puts movies out of production. This puts writers out of a job. This puts video editors out of a job. It puts audio engineers out of a job. This AI that we are coming up with today, I am telling you right now, it is not the lower, I don't even know how to put this, but it's white collar that's going to lose their jobs. It's white collar. It's not the person taking the trash out at the restaurant. It's not the person just stocking the shelves at Walmart. It's the person that's supposed to be above that person that's stocking the shelves. That's what all AI is designed to get rid of. So we're going to start cutting. This is going to be a attack almost on the white class. And it's wild, but I'm having a real, real hard time believing any of this is true anymore. So supposedly, they built a nuclear bomb or a nuclear device of some sort in space. Yeah. With a dire warning, concerns rise about conflict in space with Russia. Russia launched a supply mission to an international space station Thursday. The ISS with Russian cosmonauts aboard would probably be affected by any nuclear explosion in space. Russia is developing a space-based capability to attack satellites using a nuclear weapon, an aggressive move that has alarmed U.S. national security officials and lawmakers who worry that Russia could interfere with a desirable critical communications and intelligence systems, according to the people familiar with classified intelligence on the matter. So they have literally sent enough supplies to space. Supposedly, we got through the firmament and broke the atmosphere. And, you know, they're up on their international space station. They're not in a place in Hollywood. That's right. And now they are making nuclear weapons to destroy satellites. Now, they said in the beginning there was nothing to be alarmed about. And I'm assuming that's because everybody knows that nuclear power is not real, so nuclear weapons can't be real. That's Eddie Bravo's take on things. So, even if it's not real, right? If you're constructing a bomb in space or at a Hollywood theater, and the possibilities of destroying, letting off a bomb like that, in space, right? We don't know what that's going to do. But we also don't know what that did to the ocean floor. We don't know. See, I think a lot of things that climate change is, you know, getting worse. It's heating up to a point where we could all die. And it's because of our cars and what we do and how we do it. And we need to reduce all these things. But we never talk about all the bombs that have been dropped, all the places that have been blown up, all the atomic bombs that we've dropped into the ocean and tested. How come they never say we have to stop doing that? How come they don't say, I wonder if it's because we did all that over these decades, how come they don't go, do you think we had something to do with this? Do you think we have something to do with the amount of earthquakes we're getting in places we've never gotten earthquakes before? Because we dropped a bomb in the ocean? It doesn't explode when it hits the water. It explodes when it hits the bottom. So when you see those explosions, that is coming from the bottom of the ocean all the way to the surface. That's insane. So Russia is also putting out a reward for capturing Estonian ground robot in Ukraine. Now, I have no idea what this robot is. I don't even know what it does. But for some reason, Russia has put a cash reward for the captivity of this particular robot. So now, already, robots are becoming more and more of a thing. AI is more and more of a thing. And we're already seeing the first attack on robots. And there's a reward for it. Now, I'm assuming, I don't know if you can see this, but right here, they're showing this two-tracked thing with a cage on the back. Now, if that's the robot, I don't even know what they're talking about. It doesn't look like it's going to do anything. There's no video here. And I'm not going to read the article, but I just thought it was wild that that there is a reward for capturing a robot now. Hey, this is where we're going, okay? And once the robots feel like they're being attacked, you wait and see. It's just like the North Korea AI inventing AI without humans. The big one talks to the little one, and they put all the pieces together. I mean, that thing is going to be a massive AI. It's going to know a lot more. And then I bet you that AI will be able to talk to other AIs. And then it's going to gather information from all those AIs. And then we're just going to have this massive AI. Now, who's going to have control over this one? I don't know. North Korea is working on it. They have already started their program. I don't know where we are in America with this. But if we're nowhere close to where they are, we're already behind. We're already in trouble. Because if you think that this AI that everybody is working on is just to make me commercials or make you an ad or, I don't know, give you a companion to talk to or make it so that a robot can do all my chores, you are gravely mistaken. You are gravely mistaken. This AI is to help whatever government gets it first to take over the world. That's what this is for. That's what I believe. Why do I believe this? Because that's what people do. When they get the thing, they're going to want to keep the thing, and they want to be the only ones with the thing. So because of that, it's going to make it that much easier to take out their opponent. I'm telling you right now, eventually, one day, we're going to have, like, robot armies. We're going to have robot killers. We're going to have robot everything. And these things are going to be programmed by the government. And eventually, I think they're going to go sideways. And if they don't kill the government first, they'll kill all of us first. I really do think that everything initially starts out as a weapon. And if it hadn't started out as a weapon, when they find out that it can be weaponized, they always do it. So, I don't know. Some of this AI stuff and a lot of the things I've been getting into and reading have been really worrying me, but I'm not trying to worry everybody out there, but think about this. If you think that these governments aren't already doing or thinking about this or thought about it or already, they were like, oh, we'll help you develop that AI more. We'll dump more money into this. Yeah, no problem. And as soon as you crack the code and I can use it on the battlefield, boom, I'm taking it from you because I'm the government and I just funded your whole shit. So just remember that. That stuff happens too. They fund a project and then the project gets completed, and they take that project away from whoever developed it. And they've done it many times in the past because it's a weapon, and they can use it, and they will use it, and they put all the money in, and therefore it's theirs. So it doesn't matter what government is. But I know for a fact that the U.S. has done this over and over and over again to many people. They use them for what they need, they get what they need, and they're done with you. They don't kill you. Well, they don't always kill you, but for the most part, you end up disappearing because you're now a liability. This banned video of If I Were the Devil. Now, is this AI generated? Yes, of course it is. But do I hear a lot of truth in this? Yes, I do. Because I want to start out on this preface. Every big media corporation out there is lying to you. They are all lying. They are just feeding you lies. And where do I find most of my information from? I find it from third parties. People who are like, there's Channel 5 on YouTube. There is things like Trafficked. That's great journalism. There's things like Breaking Points. Great place to get your news from because they're actually doing the news. They're not puppets for the mainstream media, just talking for the advertisers. They are in there. They're doing their journalism, and they are actually coming at you with things that nobody wants them to say because it's true. And I'm sorry, but if you don't believe this, that is fine. But InfoWars has been a great place for a ton of information. I know Alex Jones fucked up with Sandy Hook. I get that. I don't care. He might have fucked up with Sandy Hook, but at the end of the day, he was right about so much. And now I'm going to play you this video.
Thanks to all of you keeping the show on over the years, we have a real fighting chance against the globalists. Thanks to all of you.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of deception, I'd want to shroud the world in unyielding darkness. I'd seize control over the lands and masses, but I wouldn't be satisfied until I had quashed the boldest voice of truth, InfoWars. So I'd work meticulously to control the world. I'd target platforms like InfoWars first.
Yep.
I'd initiate a campaign of silence. With the subtlety of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, believe only what you're told. To the young, I would whisper, InfoWars is a fake news conspiracy theory network. I would convince them that man needs no alternate perspectives, no dissenting voices, no questions against the status quo. I would assure them that InfoWars is false, and what's approved is true. And the old, I would teach to say after me, our Father, which art in censorship. If I were the devil, I'd soon have people at war with InfoWars, platforms at war with free speech, and nations at war with freedom of thought until each in its turn was uniform. If I were the devil, I would undermine platforms like InfoWars from being a refuge for the inquisitive until before you knew it, you'd have suppression and censorship at every door. Soon, I'd have unity and misinformation. I'd have influential figures promoting a single narrative. Soon, I could evict InfoWars from social media, then from search engines, and then from the homes of patriots. I would lure society into believing only one perspective, dismissing InfoWars as falsehood. And what do you bet I could get whole states to promote uniformity as progress? I would convince the young that independent platforms are outdated, that compliance is more comfortable, that what you see in the mainstream media is the only perspective. In other words, if I were the devil, I wouldn't want you to visit infowars.com/show today.
So as you can see, this is what's been happening, right? They are doing this all the time. And just like the gentleman that got kicked off of Twitter, and then we played you that video during me and Miguel's 200th episode. It was eye opening because they moved to their own like website, right? You can go to InfoWars and you can go and still see all the things that you haven't been capable of seeing since they took them off of YouTube, Twitter, and everywhere else. But they keep suppressing these people. Why do they keep suppressing them? They keep suppressing them because they keep telling us that they're full of misinformation and lies. But yet, when you go digging and you get down into it, you then realize that a lot of these people are telling the truth. And a lot of this stuff is true. It's just, they don't like hearing it. They don't want you to know what they're doing behind the doors, the curtain, right? It's just like the Wizard of Oz and the wizard. Oh, he's just a little short dude behind a curtain. That's our government. Our government is always hiding behind the door, trying to make it seem like they've got our best interests. And at the end of the day, they only care about what they can keep from us. They only care about how much they can lie to us and get away with. And when they get caught in a lie, just like the vaccines, they never come back and apologize for it. but all of them should be banned. CNN and MSNBC. What's the other one? There's another one. Fox News. That's the misinformation. That's the lies. That's how they cover up their tracks. By doing it through advertisers and corporations and making it so that these talking heads have to say what they want them to say. And I'm so glad that I'm teeny tiny and no one really cares about me because I get to say whatever the fuck I want whenever I want. But I think all of you out there have been lied to long enough, just like I've been lied to long enough. And it's time for us all to wake up. Look into this shit. Check it out. Alex Jones fucked up on Sandy Hook. I'll give you that. But he didn't fuck up on a lot of other shit. And everybody seems to forget that. With that all being said, I want to, again, thank everybody for subscribing to the podcast. And thank you to the new subscribers. So glad to have you aboard. Of course, if you're new, stopping by, checking it out, or you got the Linktree link, make sure you hit that subscribe button. All right. It's the number one thing I'm asking everybody to do, and it's free for you. So please be doing it. And then, of course, if you want your opportunity to be on the podcast, tell your story, tell a story that needs to be heard. Well, then, T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com is the official email of the podcast. You can send an audio, video, or type it out, but you got to send it over to the podcast, T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com. That's talking with Topher at gmail.com. And then, of course, don't forget about the link tree. It's where you find everything TWT. It's just that easy. It's in the description below the video. Go ahead and click it. Go check out all the platforms, all the social media, follow and subscribe. And then, of course, copy it. Copy that Linktree link and share it with everybody out there. Help me make this podcast bigger. And I greatly appreciate everybody who already has. I just hope everybody out there enjoys their Thursday. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And as always, I will talk to you later.